At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
You are listening to the Armstrong Butler Buzz podcast, your source for what is happening in Butler County. This episode is also available in video format on YouTube. Just search for The Neighborhood Channel. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Armstrong Butler Buzz. Hi, well, what an honor it is to introduce all of you to my new friend, John Pugliese. John, you're a volunteer for Katie's Kitchen.
That I am.
So let me ask, how long have you been doing that?
About 4 to 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your job there?
I'm a cook.
I love it.
Yeah. We just make everything that we here. The thing is whatever we get is what we work with.
Absolutely.
So when it's harvest season, of course, we make everything and we prepare a ton of food, ton of fresh vegetables for the freezer so that we can, of course, use them during the winter and lean months. But yeah, I absolutely love it. I've introduced Butler to bread pudding, which is my specialty.
Okay. Well, I might have to check that out sometime.
It's quite wonderful.
You can
I
teach
think.
Me how to make it. I'll come and volunteer. But if you're not familiar with Katie's Kitchen, Katie's Kitchen serves families and individuals in the Butler community on Thursdays, right?
It's St. Mark's is Thursday. That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And what time is the dinner?
Dinner starts at 5 o'clock, just like at home.
Yeah. And you can line up beforehand because I bet you there is a line.
There is, but we don't turn people away. We try to get everybody in between 5 and 6.
Okay.
And that should be the brunt of it. And it is takeout at this point due to COVID and the modifications from that.
Well, let me ask, how many meals would you say you serve on a Thursday? On average.
Let's see. Today, the people, 300 plus.
Okay.
And with each week, as people run out of their government support or whatever they need, it can usually go up. The most I've seen as cook is 350 so far.
350. But it's really important that we let our audience know that this Katie's Kitchen is a part of Community Meals Ministries.
That's right, Tricia.
So every night of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, some church in Butler is serving meals, correct?
That is correct. Nobody should go hungry. And what's nice is it's all within the block of, you know, Butler is a city of churches.
It is.
And it's a great community because of the volunteerism, the donations, the stuff that people bring, even their time to be there is what's impressive. They are the unsung heroes, so to speak.
Sure.
Everybody. It's just an amazing thing that comes together, and I don't know how it happens,
but it just happens, right?
You know, it's great. Yeah.
So for the past, this will be year number three, but in order to help kind of support all of these meals, you started to have an art gallop.
What happened is I am a retired art teacher, and so I continue to paint. It's a lifelong passion, and so I said, hey, I've got these paintings. Let's do something with them. And Justine Brown, the manager, she said, let's create a gala.
Okay.
And so now we are on our third year coming up this spring on the 13th of April.
And where is this event going to be held?
The gala will be held at St. Michael's Social Hall.
Okay. And it's from 6 to 9.
6 to 9. Tons of parking. So don't feel funny about that.
And you can buy tickets at the door or you could get tickets in advance at your church. That's $30 a person.
$30 a person.
And that evening, what will the guest experience?
Saturday evening is just a fun evening of there are finger foods, wine and beer.
Lots of cookies.
Lots of cookies. Beautiful, beautiful cookies. Awesome artwork. Music, live music. And, you know.
Basket raffles.
Basket 50, raffles.
50-50. So if I'm walking around as a guest at the gala and I want to see one of your paintings and I fall in love with it, John, can I buy it?
Absolutely. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah.
Yes. Refresh your walls. Refresh your interior. You know, but yeah, come and look at the artwork. And all the artists are local people, all five of us this year. And a percentage of our artwork goes directly to the initiative
community
here,
meals,
the community meals.
Right?
Right. So it's a win-win for everybody, in my opinion. It really is.
And a fun night out.
And a fun night out. Bring a friend. Come out. You know.
And then the next day, there is an open art show that's open to the public. It is free. You still have opportunities to purchase art and to help support the artists.
Absolutely.
As well as the Community Meals Ministries. What is the time of that public show?
12 to 3. But you want to get there pretty early. You know, if there's any cookies left over.
Yeah.
So they will be available as well. And again, it's just a nice opportunity. I think people forget with all of our digital world we're doing that art really still does exist. And the fact that we have these people in our community willing to donate their time and their, you know, their efforts, you know, it's a great thing. It is. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Definitely helping others is awesome.
It absolutely is. And if you feel like you need to volunteer some time, you have time, contact one of your churches in Butler and see if they need help.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, John. Good luck with your event.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
And thank you for feeding so many here in Butler County. Thank you.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. Just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.